Kenora. Kenora in Bloom has wrapped up for another year, leaving behind many fond and fun memories from events both traditional and brand new. Regular annual favorites such as the pierogi lunch and the Kenora Ukrainian Heritage Museum open house were well attended as always. Community Development Officer Brandy Zavislak invited Hubert Homestead to host tours, which turned out to be extremely popular during the week. Kenora had not hosted wrestling since the late 1970s, but the CWE event at King George Park put on a family-oriented show that was enjoyed by wrestling fans of all ages. Zavislak was grateful for the favorable weather and the strong community support. "We had good weather all week long," said Zavislak. "Attendance was really strong, both at the familiar events and the new ones. Some people didn't know what to expect at the wrestling, but they ended up loving it so much. CWE tours across Canada and always puts on a good show." Zavislak said there was good attendance from Kenora and surrounding area, but also many visitors from out of province. One group came in from Victoria, BC, and a family made the trip all the way from Flin Flon, Man, as part of a school project. "The visitors all loved Kenora in Bloom," said Zavislak. "That's so nice to hear, especially since so many people put in so much work each year to make it a success." Zavislak is already looking ahead to next year, and expects to have wrestling back again after the success of this year's event. She closed with some encouragement for local community groups. "If you are a fundraising group, doing it during Kenora in Bloom is free advertising, and tons of people will see you. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark saskatoday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.